Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
You talk too much, you worry me to death. You talk too much, you even worry my pet. You just talk, talk too much. You talk about people that you don't know. You talk about people wherever you go. You just talk. Talk about people, you can make me scream. You just talk, talk too much.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, glory to God. We thank God for another day. Today we're going to get in God's presence and just enjoy the talent and the gift of laughter. Laughter is like medicine for the soul. So we at Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters, we like to laugh and have fun and talk a little bit about the goodness of God. Enjoy the music and I will be right back.
There's a lot of people in that store.
You talk about people that you don't know. You talk about people wherever you go. You just talk, talk too much. You talk about people that you never seen. You talk about people you can make me scream. You just
praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We are excited tonight, this evening, about the next half an hour. We will be having laughter and fun. I just wanted to ask at this time, is Sister Ketchup on the line with us? Amen. I believe she's coming on shortly. Amen. We just bless God for Sister Ketchup. She will be with us again. I'm just going to ask at this time. We're going to give her a few minutes to come on, and I'm going to ask, is Sister Girl on the line with us?
Praise God. I'm your Sister Girl.
Sister Girl, how you doing this evening?
I'm blessed. Blessing and favor, y'all. Blessing and favor.
Amen. Did you go to church this evening?
No.
Oh, I thought you had church every day.
No, I stay in the spirit, girl.
Oh, you stay in the spirit. Okay. So you in your neck of the woods?
No, I didn't hear you.
How is everything going over there where you are?
Oh, I'm blessed.
Okay, well, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm single, and I'm looking for God to bless me. Well, I'm looking for God to bless me now.
Hello?
The way I usually word it is, Jesus, save me a thug.
All right.
I'm looking.
All right. Well, we're going to let you go forth. You said, Jesus, you want Jesus to save you a thug.
Jesus saved me a thug. Praise God. I want a soldier. You know, somebody to go after God like he went after the streets of bona fide, Bible-toting, scripture-quoting, spirit-filled thug.
All right. That sounds like a winner to me.
That sounds like a winner to me.
Amen. So before Sister Ketchup come on the line, is there anything that you would like to share, any testimonies or anything that you would like to share with our listening audience?
Well, I have a small testimony. God has blessed me. In 2012, you know, God has brought me a long way. I was in a coma. And when I woke up, you know, my son was crying. I have a son. And so since he was crying, I started crying because I thought that's what we was doing, crying. You know, and he had never to tell me, Mama, you sure was ugly. That boy, I love him. But when I got out of intensive care, I have a little cousin. He was the only one that couldn't come to the hospital. And so he was 5 at the time. And he was, he told his mother to take him to Target and get him a costume, a Spider-Man costume. He said he was going to ride his tricycle to the hospital. Told his mother to fly a helicopter to the hospital. Told me to get to the window, tell him what I saw so he would make sure he got to the right side of the hospital. He was going to climb up the side of the hospital. I was going to come out, grab the pole that his mother sent down so he would get me out that hospital because I didn't have no business there no more because God healed me. He was 5 years old. I told her, I said, that boy is prophetic. Gotta speak a word.
Out of the mouth of babes.
Right. I said, you better speak a word, boy. They was poking on me so much. I said, he get here. I'm leaving.
God has a miraculous way of moving. Sister girl, we looking forward to hearing much from you. And we are very excited about your entrance into the world. And we thank God for bringing you out of that coma and that you did not have to slide down that pole.
Right, because his mama could not fly no helicopter.
Amen. Well, we don't want to keep you long because we know that you have a lot of work to do. But is there anything that you want to say to our listening audience to remember you by?
I'm your sister girl. Sister girl.
Amen. Is those your final words, sister girl?
I said, just as a name, I want you to remember. Praise God.
Amen. Well, we want to thank you, sister girl, and we look forward to hearing a lot more from you. And we will see you at the conference.
Praise God. I look forward to meeting and seeing everybody at the conference. I expect God to do great things.
Amen. Well, you have a wonderful rest of the day, and stay in your place, sister girl.
That's my plan. Blessing and favor, everybody. Blessing and favor.
Amen. Well, again, you have just heard the voice of Sister Girl, and we want to thank her for joining in with us. I want to ask, is Sister Ketchup on the line with us?
Hello.
Hey, Sister Ketchup.
Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you quite well.
Okay, because I was having a hard time at first. I was like, oh, no, they can't hear me. How's everybody doing?
We're in great expectations.
Great deal. How can I help y'all today?
Well, right now, we just want to yield the line to you and see where the Lord want to take you.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you 15 minutes because I got my grandbaby over here. I don't want him to mess everything up. So can I give you 15 minutes? Maybe that.
Yes. Whatever you got for us, we waiting on it.
Okay. Let me get in character. Let me say prayer real quick. Lord, thank you for this moment and this opportunity, and thank you for the people that have desired to hear from Sister Ketchup. Let this be a funny moment for everybody, and let it be laughter for the soul for everybody, and let it heal people. In Jesus' name I pray. Okay, I'm going in character. Lord, have mercy. Has anybody seen my wig on I-94? Lord, have mercy. I don't know if y'all got I-94 freeway there in the cities where you at, but I mean, I'm here in Detroit, Michigan. Yes, I mean, I walk the Green Mile all the time. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. And so what had happened was, for the love of cranberry sauce, shoot, that's been an Amber Alert for this wig that I lost on I-94. Shoot, between Woodward and that Van Dyke, that wig flew right off my head. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. That wig looked like a Shaka Khan tumbleweed with a lightning bolt through it. That wig is a nice wig. I lost my wig. That's what I be saying that, though. I be trying to tell people about the goodness of the Lord while I be on the Green Mile. Yes, God. And I be telling them about my wig I lost on I-94. That's an anointed wig. And it had the longest Amber Alert that I've ever seen in my entire life. Yes, God. I say that wig been missing for about 6 years. Yes, that's why I be saying that, honey. Yes, Lord, have mercy. Well, I want to tell you a little bit about my husband. His name is Robert Hood. Yes, Lord. My husband, Robert Hood. He didn't want to pray one night, so I started to pray. Next thing I know, we're in marriage counseling. And I asked Robert Hood, I said, well, how we keep the marriage counseling? And all I wanted to do was pray before we lay our heads down. And before I know it, it was then that I felt like I had got messed up or something. And then I found out that he told the counselor that I went to sleep while I was praying. So then, in other words, my prayer never reached past the ceiling and wasn't can on. So I stopped all that. I just said, forget it. I'm just going to pray for my husband before he leave out the door, and that way I won't go to sleep. Pray the Lord. Yes, God, tell your neighbor, make it plain. That way I'll be sharing that, honey. Uh-huh. And then you know what else? I got a lot on my mind. Yes, I do. Honey, let me tell you. I'm going to tell my pastor next time about these children that go to children's church. Girl, Lord have mercy, they need to have a butt-whooping permission slip. Y'all don't know what a butt-whooping permission slip is? That's a permission to whoop them kids' butts. Have all the parents fill them out, giving the child care advisor there, the caregiver. Yes, somebody like Michelle. Mm-hmm. I carry me a belt all the time. About half the time, honey. I got to whoop them kids, honey, because they come in there acting like devils and looking like angels. We can't have that. So you know what I do? They say they're going to start a children's church next door to our church, a little house that they got for the children's on. Got games and whatnot, can't you know? And so I just suggest that the pastor, see if we could just use that. Because, you know, I figure this. You know, they took prayer out of the school, didn't they? They sure did. So what is the problem with us whooping our kids? You know, the same butt whooping that was for me and you. To be good enough for all those regular kids coming up in there. That's why I be saying, honey. I say that all the time. It been many times I ain't got light skin a many times. I'm just as dark as hell. Yes, God, them butt whoopings help. So I think, and another thing I think, we should take this butt whooping permission slip all the way to Washington. Yes, I do. We ought to tell Obama and give it to him so he can veto it so he can get these parents permission. You know, the daycare providers, but you know, you got to have a law behind that, and you got to have the book open, permission slip signs. You know, this going to have a whole lot of stipulations if they do all that. But we got to do something because our kids is going to jail. They're going to jail fast as we're eating. You know what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, make a claim. That's what I be saying, that, honey. Okay, let me say this. It is the end of income tax season. I know I'm a little late because it is after April 15th and what I can know. So I was just going to suggest one thing. You know, I used to play this game with people and ask them, you know, what you going to do with your
your money for your income tax return and whatnot came on. You know, and some of them, they said some of the crazy things. So I'm going to tell you what the things I'm is going to do. You hear me? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy me a new mirror. This God, I got to make some this beautiful face up all that. Get my website. You'll see what I'm talking about. Follow me, honey. Yes, Lord. And then I'm going to go buy me a storefront church. I always wanted me a storefront church. Yes, God. Yes, I always wanted that. Uh-huh. And I'm going to go buy me some new peepers. These keepers I got, I ain't trying to complain, and I ain't trying to say God didn't make me fearfully and wonderfully me. But these keepers I got look like a stack of pianos, honey. I got to get these teeth straight. I got to get them together. So ain't there wrong with wishing on. Yes, Lord, have mercy. And then I'm definitely going to buy me a new wig. Yes, y'all mean. Uh-huh. And then I'm going to go buy me some Depends and whatnot. Sometimes I make mistakes, praise the Lord. And then I'm going to go buy me some bootlegged videos. That's what I mean. I can't afford this stuff that's at Walmart and Walgreens and all of the stores out there. I can't afford all that. I'm going to buy me some new shoes, and I'm going to give me some transportation, a bike. That do me good every time. And guess what I'm going to get it at? Shoot, I'm going to do the best I can. I'm going to go right on up there to Leavens. To the pawn shop. Yes, I am. Yes, God. So that's what I'm going to do with my income tax. Yes, I mean. And one more thing. You know, I know the pawn shop don't sell some fishy dinner and whatnot. I'm going to go to one of them stores, CVS or Reed's drugstore here. You know, that's a no-name pharmacy. I know he got some fishy dinner up there. He got some up there to fix these teepers and keep them together. Yes, he will. I thank God I ain't got no teepers some of the time. I got stack houses in there, good. Yes, Lord, have us. Jesus, put me in there cross. Yes, he did. Yes, Lord, have mercy. You know what? Let me tell you about the church announcement. I love that's the best 5 times of the season. Let you know what a time of service be going on. I'm over here cooking and I'm burned up and half my fries and whatnot. That's all right. They bless. Lord, bless them in the name of Jesus. Yes, sir. They're going to be good. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah. I got some announcements I need to talk to y'all about. Because I got a problem with some things going on in church. If you don't mind, just a few of them. I got about 40 of them, but I ain't going to read on them right now. Because I get happy, and I want the world to go forth. Yes, God. And I'm going to change the way we do church announcements in church. I might have to preach these things, y'all, so somebody can shout on them, and we praise our way through. And, you know, faith without work dead. Faith is dead. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We can't have faith. What is it? What is the scripture? I'm going to come back to it. Come on back. This year. First lady, the text is asking that you cut back on wearing the big Macy's lampshade hats and Salvation Army lamp hats. I'm just saying there is a difference in Macy's and Salvation Army. See, Macy's lampshade hats for first ladies that got some money. Those are the ones that got insurance on those hats. That's all I'm saying. You understand what I'm saying? And then the Salvation Army ones is the ones they want to burn. Now, they might have some money, but they just want to save some money. You understand what I'm saying? So they ain't going to have no diamonds and all that. They might have clips, hair clips, clothing line pins, and everything in them and whatnot. That's all I'm saying, honey. Yes, Lord. So sit down somewhere, put them lampshade hats down, and, you know, I want to be able to see my pastor walk the pews and whatnot can on. Yes, Lord, have mercy. Yeah, that's why I be seeing that. Prayer at Tabernacle Ghetto Baptist Pentecostal Apostolic Spiritual Deliverance Forgiving Cultic Outreach Church. He's asking that all the mamas to please whoop your kids doing church service. You see, I know somebody would agree with me about the butt whooping permission slip, all that go in hand, honey. You had to pass the permission to take off your wig, to swing your belts, use of extension cord, and lastly, throw your shoes. It works every time, honey. That's right. Lord have mercy. Go to town on that behind. That's what I'm saying. And I told you before, I done got a light skin a many days. Uh-huh. Yes, Lord have mercy. And you know what? Don't some of the churches do praise and worship now? Well, shoot, look like the deacons are still trying to hang on in there with that traditional Baptist thing. Deacons, the church is asking that you drink some energy drinks to speed up your devotional songs, prayers, and text the line. You know you be sharing up that line. They do it all the time, huh? The congregations don't need to go to sleep before offering. Ain't nothing like a ship again. So you want to have everybody, you need to wake up and cheer the people on, not them, but cheer God on, and then the people join in, and then they be glad to get their money. Is that right? That's what I'm just saying, though. Uh-huh. You know, one of them deacons, you know, they used to be one of my friends, Sugar Daddy. I didn't mean to tell it. It just slipped straight on out. That's what I'm saying. They didn't ever make a plan, huh? That's what I'm doing, making a plan. Uh-huh. Yes, I'm it. Yes, I'm it. Let me see what. What's the name? Oh, yeah. If you is a CME Christmas Mother's Day and Easter member, Lord have mercy, the church is asking those members to pay a stimulus fee that secures your pocket spot in the alley next door to Boutique in the mouth. I'm just saying, you're taking too many risks, honey. But park it on over there, honey. She'll watch it. She'll watch it for a fee or whatnot, you know. I'm just saying, though. And this is, I got some more because I want to get this off. I got a lot on my mind, honey. Uh-huh. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And then the pastor is asking that we not hug nobody if they ain't been in church in 3 months. The women don't need no mammograms. Don't nobody want Ebola or measles. We want to stop a Jerry Springer episode between the baby mama, the baby daddy. Who could they say to Ray Ray in there? That announcement came from Bushy because he helped me out there. Lord have mercy. That's why I be seeing that, huh? Mm-hmm, got a lot going on. Yes, Lord have mercy. That took a lot of breathing from me, too. I'm going to need my butter wall in a minute. Jesus, oh, Lord, these announcements are so powerful. Yes, they is. Mm-hmm. All right, I got two more, Lord have mercy. The text is asking all young men to stop wearing your pants below the waist. Don't nobody want to see your skin, Mark. That's you and God's business, honey. Get you a belt and pull them drawers up. Let me tell you something. Now, that's one law I hope Obama, before he leave office, veto. And make sure can't nobody hire your little ratty behind because you ain't got no belt on showing your nastiness. You don't do that. You can't come in God. Well, you can come as you are. That's why I'm machining it. But I ain't going to discriminate with you then because I'm going to have to play war on you and play over you and whatnot can on. But you need to have some respect for God's house. Coming in there, showing your business. You might not know no better, but when you leave God's house, I'm going to have a couple belts for them little brothers when they come in there. I'm going to get them to the check, and I'm going to give them a belt. That's what I'm just going to do. They can get upset with me all they want. I mess around and whoop they behind. I tell grown you, you better not be 40 and 50 and 60 years old coming up in there with your pants down. Come on, you married. Get your face. Get your face. You better get it all together. Fooling with Sister Ketchup. I ain't the one, hon. I'll let you know. I will let you know. Yes, I will. Yes, Lord. I must stay in there and make a plan. I got a little shit right there. Yes, Lord. Now, lastly, some of you little tiny little girls or something else. You know, y'all don't listen to these older women. And we done been through hell and back. We trying to help you. What's going on? The word H-E-L-L is in the Bible. Yes, it is. It's not a cussing word. They trying to use it for some people going there. I ain't trying to point them there when I was doing heard for me. No, you didn't. Lord have mercy. Here you go. Lastly, unmarried women. The church is asking that you please keep the doors of the church closed. Don't let no new members in. One over one, watch out. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord have mercy. You got a little classy, honey. You know, your mercies and grace is there for a reason. Now, I'm talking about you got to keep them covered. Don't show none of your cleaning. You ain't got time for all that. Okay? All right, woman. That's all I got for you, honey. My name is Sugar Ketchup. I'm going to see y'all on next Saturday. Look at this bad little boy over here. Lord, he ain't bad, he's just smart. That's what's wrong with us. We call these kids bad, and they ain't doing nothing but being smart. They smart for real. They really is. Uh-huh. He know all his ABCs, and he only two. Lord have mercy, I ain't learned my ABCs till I was 10, because I was too busy fighting. That's why I be sharing that. Well, my name is Shit Ketchup. That's my time show. I see y'all on next Saturday.
Amen. Thank you. We love you, and we're looking forward to you next Saturday. God bless you.
I'll see y'all next Saturday. I'm looking forward to having fun with you.
Yes, amen. Well, have a blessed evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, praise the Lord. We're getting ready for a lot of fun with Sister Ketchup. We're excited about what God is doing. And just get your laughing shoes on. We're going to have a good time on Saturday. I just want to bring forth another great comedian that she's pretty awesome. We have some awesome anointing among us. And we're just so blessed to be able to have Sister Ketchup and Sister Girl with us. And we have one more special guest for you. So get ready, get ready.
But see, I want to go, you know what I'm saying, be regular so I can get my food, my spiritual food right. So I had to get myself had to get myself a reason to be there right. So I got me a job at the church playing drums. I play the drums at church. And see, we have a service called Testimony Service where you can sing any song you want to sing, you know, and testify about what God did for you, you know, for that week or whatever. And the old ladies in church, they would make up their own song and get mad at me because I can't keep up. I'm like, hey, lady, you the one over there freestyling. Now, you the only one in here know the word. The whole long Jesus, I'll be there in a minute. I don't know that. And my grandmama, she just remixed Jesus on the Main Line. I know y'all heard before, right? So Jesus on the Main Line. Tell him what you want. Call him up. Tell him what you want. She told me, oh, you can star 69 him. Like, what, grandma? She said, Jesus might call you. You might not be there. But you can call him back to see what he wants. Yeah. We got this other lady out, this old lady, man, she about 900 years old. And see, she mad at the pastor right now because he won't give her missionary life. She been trying to get him for the last 50 years. But see, she can't read, and then when she talk, don't nobody know what she talking about. I mean, her words would be bouncing off the wall, okay? So what she does is she sneak her sermons in doing testimony service. So she get up just like everybody else. I want to give honor to God today. Who's the head of my life, and to the pastor and saints and friends. I just want to take out just a little time to talk to the youth for a second. Now, y'all need to get y'all life right with God. People out there shooting up folks and killing up folks. Do y'all know people are dying today that ain't never died before? Man, she done lost her mind up in here. See, you heard me. And, man, we got these hospitals. I'm talking about the ushers. You know, that's hospitality. They look out for everybody else. Like, if you fall out, they cover you up. You know what I'm saying? You get hot, they'll come fan you. You know what I'm saying? You get thirsty, they bring you water. You know, if you're a regular customer. You know, everybody don't get the water. You know what I'm saying? But you got some ushers be trying to get a little tip. You know what I'm saying? They be like, remember I covered you up last time? You can give me $1 or something. They don't... They don't just wear white dresses no more. They got aprons with pockets in them for tips. They be getting their hustle on, boy. But we got this one usher, y'all. You know, they supposed to wait on everybody else. She the first one to start a shout. Soon as shout music starts, she runs straight down to the altar. And just go to rolling on the floor. And she wear this wig, right? So every time she get up, the wig be all twisted, bottle pins hanging all out. But the last time, wig came completely off. I got the wig over there by me on the drums. She laying up under the first pew. Getting ready to get up. I said, hey, don't get up. She laying down. She said, what's wrong, baby? I said, your wig over here. So, you know, if you just laying on the floor, you ain't moving, they're going to come pick you up, right? So she gonna act like she's still in the spirit, start kicking and making noise on some drrr, drrr. Baby, kick it to me, baby, kick it to me. Drrr. I said, you better come get it, because I ain't gonna lose my job. They be tripping, man. And they have prophets come in, and they'll call you out and tell you everything you've been doing wrong. I remember the preacher called me out. I was like, oh, Lord, we're going to be here all night. because I got a list, you know what I'm saying? So what I did, I was walking real slow up there, you know, trying to get myself time to repent, all this stuff, right? All kinds of thoughts going through my mind. I'm like, oh, Lord, I'm sorry. So I get up there. He told me to raise my hand. I raised my hand. He put the grease on my hand. And on my head, too. Messed up my hair and everything. But then all of a sudden, he didn't say nothing about the sins. He just started prophesying to me. He said, listen, little girl. He said, I'm going to tell you something. Now. He said, God got something in store for you. But he didn't even tell me what store it was. So I left church, went to the 24-hour Walmart. Like, hey, y'all, come here for me. Are you sure? So if a preacher ever tell you, I'm going to make sure they be real specific. Tell them what time and what time you need to be there to get your stuff. Because you don't want to miss out on your blessing. All the way down Highway 85, wasn't nothing in there for me. Make sure you get all the information you need.
Amen. So it's a foretaste of what to come on Saturday. Get ready. Get your laughter shoes on. Again, we want to say God bless everyone. We want to thank you for calling in. May you have a blessed day for the rest of the day. And get ready. Bring someone with you. We will be on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Embassy Suite, 28100 Franklin Road in Southfield, Michigan. Come on and join us. You can go to eventbrite.com and just type in Holy Ghost, come with your fire. Holy Spirit, come with your fire. And you can get all the information to join us on this weekend. So with that being said, we're going to end with a word of prayer. God bless you. Father, we thank you. And we're looking forward to this weekend, Lord God. We thank you that you will be there. We thank you, Father, that even in the midst of what we're doing, Father, that we're able to laugh and praise our way through. So in Jesus' name we pray and we say amen and glory to God. So God bless everyone this evening. Have a blessed and supernatural rest of the evening. God bless you.